Hey guys, ChBD and Shipwreck coming at you from E3 in LA. We just went to the Sony press conference a couple hours ago, and now we're going to talk about it. So, Ship, biggest news of the Sony press conference is
the Vita price, $250 for the Wi-Fi version and $300 for the 3G and Wi-Fi. It's cheap.
That's the strike price, I think, for a lot of people is $250. So I think people are happy and they're going to buy it.
Yeah, I mean, we still haven't had a chance to try it out. There was a long line for the demo units after the press conference was over.
Yeah, hopefully at the booth we'll be able to check it out.
Yeah, but it looks good. I like some of the functions they showed off. The being able to save your games, that one game Ruin.
Right.
The action RPG where you could save your game on either your PS3 or your Vita and then transfer it just back and forth. I don't know whether or not... I think you're going to have to buy the game twice.
We'll see. I mean, that's interesting. It'll be interesting to see what they do. Maybe they'll charge a premium. Like, maybe the game by itself costs $50, but if you pay $60, you get both or something... That sounds too cheap, but maybe something along those lines. They might come up with that rear touch capability.
There was a lot of rear touching going on. After the press conference, they had all these kiosks set up with all the different games you could play. And above these islands of kiosks, there were these scantily clad women.
I wanted to do rear touch.
They were dancing up there, and all you could do was look up their skirts. I mean, right. That was. What they were there for.
There were some nice tushes up there. Some big tushes, but some nice ones too.
It was really uncomfortable to be sitting there watching a game and having a girl, like, because they would stop and pose.
Right.
For like stay in a position for like, I don't know, 30 seconds or so.
Right.
And so, you know, they're just like looking at you and you're like, no, really, I'm looking at the game down here. And they're like, well, why aren't you looking at me?
Are you a nerd? Yeah. What are you, a nerd? You don't see this half-naked woman dancing 5 feet from your face? Or are you going to look at Space Hawk instead? Or what is it called?
Starhawk.
Which we did look at. Let's talk about the games for a second. So, what game were you most impressed by?
I would think Uncharted 3. It looked good in 2D. In 3D, it looked amazing. Yeah. I don't know. I think we pretty much... Nothing new came out of the... Game-wise, came out of the press conference, really.
No, just they talk about some of their exclusive content that they have with some EA games and Saints Row and things like that. But no, I don't think there was any big...
Dust, whatever the number was.
Yeah, 517 or something?
519, something.
Right, that ties in with EVE Online. I was excited until I found out that if you're playing Dust, you don't get to fly any spaceships. You're just doing like first-person shooter stuff. The EVE people fly the spaceships. So that's kind of blew it for me. What else? Yeah, I do agree that Uncharted 3D looks pretty good. What else?
Not a ton, I wouldn't say. They showed Resistance. I don't think it showed very well. I'm not a big Resistance fan to begin with, but the demo that we saw, at least in the press conference, was not all that impressive. It was confusing what was going on.
It's not much of a showstopper in general anymore.
No. They started a lot of the Vistas games. Vista.
Vita.
God, Vita. I'm going to make that mistake a million times.
I think a lot of people are.
Yeah, so they shared a lot of those games, and they look good. They're impressive for a handheld system.
For the Vita, I think like I'm most interested in seeing like the networking features because I think that's sort of like the big sell, and I'm very curious to see what the 3G monthly chargers are going to be. And it was interesting how everybody groaned and booed. They literally booed when they announced it's an exclusive deal with AT&T. And you see the look on Kaz's face.
He knew. He still was able to give that thumbs up.
Yeah,
though.
He's like, hey, what can I do? Where else am I going to go? Like, you know. But we'll see. I mean, I'm curious. How much can they charge a month for that? I mean, I don't see people paying more than $10 a month to play a portable console online. I mean,
that's the thing, but can AT&T offer for that price? I mean, I don't think they can.
I don't know. But that was pretty much it. We're, you know, really going to look forward to checking out their booth. I heard they have a huge booth, and I think we're almost out of time here. Anything else in the last 5 seconds? Go now.
Yay!
See you tomorrow for Nintendo.